today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about characteristics of a Muslim wife.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. Until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me.
Today, Tuesday, is the 17th of Jamadil Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. Corresponding to the 20th of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar. And the 10th of January, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter An-Nisa, verse 19, and then the point of it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la yahillu lakum an tarithu an-nisaa karha. ولا تعضلوهن لتذهبوا ببعض ما آتيتموهن إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة وعاشروهن بالمعروف فَإِن كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَّ فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا.
O you who have believed, it is not lawful for you to inherit women by compulsion. And do not make difficulties for them in order to take back part of what you gave them, unless they commit a clear immorality. And live with them in kindness. For if you dislike them, perhaps you dislike a thing, and Allah makes therein much good.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is narrated from Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam that the verse was revealed about the men who used to keep their wives without treating with them as a spouse, waiting for their death in order to possess their properties. Islam is the defender of the rights of women. Conjugal life should be based on mutual love, not on taking possession of wealth.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا
رب. And our topic, characteristics of a Muslim wife. Marriage can go wrong from day one if the couple are not basically compatible. Prevention in this respect is better than cure. It is very important to try to ensure that one is looking for the right qualities in a marriage partner. Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said that a woman may be married for four reasons: her wealth, her rank, her beauty, and her religious character. Therefore, choose the one with the righteous character and prosper. The same applies in the choice of a husband by a woman. It is unwise for a woman to accept a man's proposal because he's handsome, rich, or of high social status if he's lacking in good religious character. The first three are no guarantee of happiness, but a man of genuinely religious character is likely to observe the Islamic requirement of kindness to his wife and to abide by Allah's laws with regard to his behavior towards her. His consciousness of Allah acts as restraint on selfishness.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear and sisters around the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to this show. This is Ali, and inshallah I will be with you with the topic that we are going to pause and discuss. That is the characteristics of a Muslim lady, a Muslim woman. In this show, we try to mention some of the characteristics of that noble lady. Lady Fatima sallallahu alayhi was a model for all the humanity, men and women. The next characteristic of this great lady of Islam, Fatima sallallahu alayhi, is her prayer for others. How to talk to God and how to pray should be learned from Lady Fatima sallallahu alayhi. She always prayed and asked God for everything, but not for herself. Fatima sallallahu alayha even prayed for her self-sacrifice. She did and put everyone before herself. Imam Hassan alayhi salam said, "My mother was continuously bowing and prostrating on Friday nights until morning. I heard her naming the believing men and women, but I did not see her praying even once for herself. Surprisingly, I asked her, 'Why don't you pray for yourself?' She answered, 'My son, the neighbors should be considered first.'" The next characteristic of this great lady of Islam was answering to religious questions and doubts. Lady Fatima sallallahu alayha, as a preacher of religion, had great power in terms of knowledge. She cannot be compared to anyone except the infallible Imam in terms of morals and behavior. She should be compared to her father in the ways of dealing with people, and especially those who had doubts in the field of religion, the ways that she learned from her father.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
One of the most characteristics to look for in a Muslim wife is compatibility. This one is obvious, but definitely an important quality to look for in a potential Muslim spouse. In order to have a good understanding between you and your spouse, there needs to be commonalities and compatibility. This does not mean marrying someone who shares the exact same interests, wants, and likes as you. Rather, there needs to be harmony in the areas: spiritual, educational, physical, and familial. If conflicts do arise, there would be a basis to resolve them. The Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, stressed upon compatibility in marriage and mentioned that it is better for a religious woman who is committed to the laws and principles to marry a man like herself.
عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
Now let's look at the woman's responsibilities as a wife, woman's obligations. And don't forget, this is today's special. Women have heavy responsibilities toward their husband. It can be said regarding such a woman that she takes good care of her husband, and her actions are on the same tier as holy jihad. In Hadith, several issues are greatly emphasized. Obeying one's husband in religiously permissible issues. Other one, trustworthiness and preservation of the property of one's husband. And preserving one's modesty and chastity. Imam As-Sadiq, peace be upon him, has cited the Prophet of Allah through his fathers. No Muslim man has gained more benefit after becoming Muslim than through a Muslim wife who gives him a feeling of happiness. When he looks at her and obeys him and guards herself and his property when he is absent.
So it does come with all these benefits, but my recommendation for our youth is, in addition to all of these benefits, always have God in mind. I am seeking marriage for the sake of God, to be mindful of God, to obey the Almighty God. This will bless your marriage. God will bless your marriage. And whenever you run into conflicts or problems, you'll have God in mind. Even if you're not getting some of these other benefits, at least you know that you got married for the sake of God. This will give you an incentive to resolve many of the marital problems, to resolve many of the issues that arise in marriage. Now, when we speak about marriage, we know that there are conflicts in our marital lives. Many people who are married, they run into conflicts, into problems, disputes, arguments, disagreements between the husband and the wife. And this leads to many marriages to fail, to the breakup of marriages. And oftentimes when you examine the core cause, you find that it's an insignificant issue. It's not really an important issue. We see that most marriages break up because of petty issues, because of misunderstanding and arguments and conflict that could have been easily avoided.
That is an important topic to discuss. So inshallah, we follow and learn more about it. So we meet you soon. Have a nice time.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? Told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, 'cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer.